Lord, your God, and carefully follow all his commandments. I give you today, the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations. All these blessings will come upon you and accompany you. And if you obey the Lord your God, you will be blessed in the city. If you obey the Lord your God, you will be blessed in the city. The fruit of your womb, hallelujah, will be blessed. And the crops of your land and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds and the lambs of your flock, your basket and your kneading rod will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. The Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come up at you from woe direction, but flee from you in seven. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns and everything you put your hands to. The Lord, Sean, your God, will bless you in the land he has given you. I want to talk about how to prosper in a pandemic, part two. And testimonies are coming in, part two, how to prosper. You know, most of our problem, I was reading about attitude. Most of our problems is because we have the wrong attitude. It is said by adopting the right attitude, you stand to gain in so many ways. But perhaps the most profound is that it will make you feel happier to have the right attitude. And when you are happier, then you can move as God wants you to do. When you feel happier, things seem more achievable, Nicole. Day in and day out, they can have a profound effect on your career and your life if you're happier. Your family, it'll be easier to get along with your spouse if you are happy. Happiness and the right attitude go together, but it's all about, I tell people all the time that happiness comes from happenings, and so therefore you can have something that happened in your life, you can change your attitude. But no, when you have the right attitude, you don't allow happenings to cause you to move from your place. It is a mental attitude that sees the good and the accomplishments in your life rather than a negative and the failures. A positive attitude is a mindset that helps you see and recognize opportunities. Positive attitude, Sister Maggie, means positive thinking. It is, Reverend Jerome, it is optimism and maintaining a positive mindset. Success begins with cultivating the right attitude. Right attitude is half the battle to succeeding and living a prosperous life. Bishop, what does that have to do with me being prosperous in a pandemic? Because if you are unhappy and have the wrong attitude, you will never obtain the prosperity and the wealth. I remember when the ministry first started, the very first Sunday, I told Reverend Jerome Harris, I've known him most of my life, probably all of my life. Ever since I was nine, I knew the Harris family, Mother Harris, Doc Harris. And I remember him telling him coming to the church the first time. And I told him, I said, Reverend Jerome, I said, if you give me 1 year of your life will never be the same. On my way here to preach, I got a call from Reverend Jerome, and he don't call me that much. And he said, Bishop, and he was crying. He was like, Bishop, you told me to give you 1 year, and since I've been in this ministry, and he said this many a times, since I've been in this ministry, Bishop, my life has been changed. He's got a promotion on his job. He's gotten married. And then now the Lord is blessing him with a home. But I told y'all about the home before, but he said to me, he said, last Sunday you mentioned that God was getting ready in the month of August to prosper us in the area of homes. Those that wanted new homes, you got to get up and go, and you got to look for them. He said, well, I got a call today from the mortgage company, and they told me, they said, Jerome, they did another appraisal on the house. and they came back less than what it was appraised. So therefore, you're going to save some money. I'm telling you, if you obey the words of the prophet, Reverend Jerome had been out of work. He had been disabled because of his foot, and the church came together and blessed him. And since he's been back to work, he's blessed the church and his man of God. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat of it. You got to have the right attitude, though. And you got to follow, hear ye, all of Judah and its inhabitants. Obey the prophet and you shall profit. Obey God and you'll be established. Obey the prophet and you'll what? Let me say it again. Let me say it again, BB. If you just, shucks now. If you obey God, you'll be established. He'll establish it, you're going. But if you obey the prophet, the mouthpiece of God, I don't use the title as the prophet. No, I don't need the title to do the work. But every now and then, God speaks to me on behalf of the people. I'm more than just a preacher. I'm more than just your pastor. I am the prophet that can speak into your life. And if you be obedient, hallelujah. Pastor Priscilla, that house is coming. I'm telling you, you got to be obedient. You got to get up and do something. You got to get up and move. And so as we go through these principles, last week I told you there are 15 keys to prospering. I told you number one, the first thing is you got to be obedient. Number two, you got to make the decision to be debt free. I told you decision is the open door into reality. And then number three, I told you bind the strong man. You cannot let, hallelujah, somebody to come in your house and take your goods. And then I told you, we ended up and said, you got to call it. You got to call it. You got to call forth prosperity. You got to speak things as though they were. You got to say, I am debt free. You got to say, I am prosperous. You got to say, I lack for nothing. You have to say, wealth and riches are in my house, and it daily loads me up with benefits. You got to say it. And so today we pick up on number five. And number five today, in order to receive prosperity, you got to let joy arise and your enemy called debt be scattered. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have to have the right attitude. Mm-hmm. Debt comes to depress you. Lack comes to depress you. Lack and debt and the lack of being able to take care of your family and to be able to function and have the money you need. You talk to people, most of the time when you talk to them and you ask them how they're doing, it's because they even having family problems or they're having money problems. Y'all ain't saying nothing. And so in order to prosper, you have to maintain your joy. It's about the right spirit. You have to put some joy in your life. The joy, according to Proverbs 6:31, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Wait, hold on now. If joy is my strength, then that means if I'm depressed, and that means if I don't have what I need, the lack of money, the lack of being able to pay your bills, the lack of being able to take care of your family, you only ain't saying nothing, it zaps life out of you. But you have to put your joy on. You put on your joy. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. It gives you the ability to do. And so the Bible says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And then it says, please do not despise the thief. If he steals to satisfy himself when he is starving, yet when he is found, he must restore sevenfold. He may give up all substance in his house. Anybody that comes to steal your joy, y'all ain't saying nothing. Anything lack comes to steal your joy. But if he is found, y'all ain't saying nothing. He got to give back sevenfold. Jeremiah 33:11 says, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness and the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. The voice of those who will say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy, do what? Endures forever. And those who will bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, I will cause the captives of the land to return as at the first, says the Lord. Come on, let's unwrap that. In other words, if you keep the joy in your life, y'all ain't saying nothing. If you keep God's praise, what brings joy to God when you praise him? What brings joy to your life? When you begin to praise God, you ain't got no organ at home. You ain't got no piano at home. You ain't got no drums, but you got to keep your joy. How do you keep your joy? You got to make sure that your atmosphere is right. You got to make sure that you're not just listening to just anything. You got to fill your home with the praises of God. He said, if you just praise God, y'all ain't saying nothing, I will cause the captives of the land to return at the first. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Whenever you begin to praise God, he looses things in your life. If you're a captive, God said, if you praise me, I'll set you free from lack. I'll set you free from debt. Do you not realize, y'all ain't saying nothing, there's something called supernatural increase. That is when, y'all ain't saying nothing, when God puts his super on your natural and he gives you the ability to do things that you could not do until he put his super on your natural. For some of you that are watching me right now, for some of you that are tuned in right now, there is going to be in the month of August some supernatural increase, but you have to hold on to your joy. Maintain your joy. Maintain your joy. Let joy arise and your enemy of debt be scattered. Number six, Pastor Dana going like this one. You got to fast and pray for direction. Mm-hmm. We don't like that one because we don't want to give up anything. And fasting and praying is not just food. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Some of us, we need to fast and pray, hallelujah, from social media. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I get a notice at the end of the week, Craig, every week. And the social media, it tells me how many hours I spend a day on social media. Lord, I'm not going to tell y'all because I don't even need y'all to judge me. You ain't going to judge me today. Y'all ain't saying nothing. But fasting and praying, y'all ain't saying nothing. It sets the right attitude for God to move in your behalf. You have to give something up in order for God to give you something to your life. You have to suppress the flesh. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Fasting doesn't impress God, but it's for you. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 3:6 says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him and he shall do what? Direct thy path. Proverbs 3:6. If you acknowledge him and say, God, I love you enough to give up these pork chops. I love you enough. Come on, y'all. Come on. I love you enough to miss some meals that you will let prosperity come in. Lord, I'm praying. Mm-hmm. I'm praying for that new house. I'm fasting and praying. I'm fasting and praying for the house. I'm believing you for the house. What, well, you're not eating this week? No. Because the prophet said that this week, this month, will be the month that I'm moving my new house. This month, hallelujah, we're going to prosper in the pandemic. Matthew 17:20. However, this kind goeth not but by prayer and fasting. There are some things that God wants to move in your life on your behalf. He wants to send prosperity. He wants you to walk in favor. He wants you to walk in the blessing. Y'all ain't saying nothing. But some things got to be moved, not by your flesh. Fasting, hallelujah, brings the flesh under subjection. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You don't need your bishop or your executive pastor to call for a fast. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You can call for a fast in your own house anytime and say, God, I need you to move on my behalf. I'm tired of lack in my life. Number seven, and this one is one of my favorites because you don't know it, but right now in your house, there are celestial beings. The songwriter said, he too young to know this song, all night, all day, y'all ain't saying nothing. The angels keep watching over me. There are angels, y'all ain't saying nothing. You don't know it, your mama didn't teach you that. All night, all day, angels keep watching over me. There are angels right now in the atmosphere. And they're sitting there doing like this. I'm so bored because they have a job. So number seven says, employ the angels of God, the voice of the word. Employ the angels of God with the voice of the word. Now, they don't move by your words. They only move by the word of God. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Angels respond. They are real. So if it were not so, he said, what is man that thou had made him a little what? Lower than who? That he would never said that in the scripture if it wasn't so. Y'all ain't saying nothing. So their angels have been sent to minister to the heirs of salvation. Most of our angels don't get much work. Y'all ain't saying that. When was the last time you told your angel, go forth on my behalf? Go to the bank before I get there. Go talk to the teller. Go talk to the loan manager before I get there. Hi, angels, go to the mortgage company. Go to the dealer. Y'all don't believe me, I could tell. Psalms 103:20 says, praise the Lord, you angels, you mighty ones. Oh, y'all ain't gonna like this, Nicole, because you don't like when I chuck. You mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. I'm gonna stay right here. I got a little extra minutes right here. Let me say it again. Praise the Lord, Ira. Praise the Lord, Dina. Praise the Lord, Sister Maggie. You who his angels, Mike. You mighty ones who do his angels do your bidding. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You looking for a house? Tell the angel, go do my bidding. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You looking for the price to go down? Tell your angel, say, go do my bidding. Go, what is the bid? It is to go on behalf of another and get to the right price. I need you to do the bidding. It's too high. So angel, you go on my behalf. Who obey his words? You got to know the word of God in order to send your angel. Hey, angel, go on my behalf. Protect. Y'all ain't saying nothing. The Bible says he gives his angels charge over you. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Go protect my son. Go protect my children. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Hallelujah. You got to tell your angels because they do bidding for you. Let them shout for joy and be glad. That favor my righteous cause. I'm in Psalms 35:27. That favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them continually say, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Let them shout for joy and be glad and favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure. God wants you to prosper. Y'all ain't saying that. God wants you to prosper. God wants you. Hallelujah. He wants you to prosper. He wants you to win. He takes pleasure. Y'all ain't saying nothing in seeing you blessed. You know why? Because that means he's not a man that he should lie. When you prosper, y'all ain't saying nothing. It reminds me that he said, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health as your soul prosper. He takes pleasure making sure that you prosper. So number 7, employ the angels of God, the voice of the word. Employ them to do your bidding. Tell your angel right now. You just went to another level. Tell your angels, Leaf. Tell your angels. Tell your angels. Go on my behalf. Go into the credit system. Hallelujah. Somebody watching me right now, speak to your angel. By the time you go back and check your credit, I believe God that much. If it's in his word, if they do my bidding, then I believe it. And number 8, apply violent faith. Apply violent faith. Intense faith. Intense faith. Intense violent faith. You don't have a money problem. You got a faith problem. You don't have a sick problem. You got a faith problem. I keep telling y'all this. We lack faith. Jesus would always ask them, where's your faith? When the disciples were wondering, don't you care if we perish? And he gets up and speaks to the winds and the waves, and the winds and the waves, they obey him. And then he deals with the real issue. The real issue is not the storm. 1 minute. The real issue is not the storm. The issue is y'all ain't got no faith. The real issue is not that there's not a house. The real issue is that you won't apply joy to your life. The real issue is, y'all ain't saying nothing, that you won't let your angels do bidding. The real issue is, it's what attitude that's coming out of your mouth. Because your attitude decides your latitude. Your attitude decides where you go. And the final thing is, you ain't applying faith to it. But not just any kind of faith, Craig. Intense faith. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Intense faith. That's why most people won't give, because they ain't got no faith to believe that whatever they release, that they're giving it over to him. And when you give it over to him, I hear God just spoke to me in the spirit right now. Some of you, God is blessing you like never before, but you refuse to give him what he is due. And that is the tithe. He said, you ain't got enough faith to give me 10%. I don't know why I keep going to this tithe thing. You ain't got enough faith to give me 10%. I know y'all don't like this kind of teaching. Y'all going back and forth. That's okay. Stay right here. You ain't got enough faith to give him 10%. And he said, I'll let you live off of the 90. But you're trying to live off 100, and you're struggling with 100. And there's some of us that are living off the 90, and we're living a good life. Why? Because we have applied intense faith. Watch this. I'm done. Matthew 11 and 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, until now, the kingdom of heaven, hallelujah, suffereth violence. And the violent take it by force. I'm taking my faith and I'm applying intensity to it. I'm applying pressure to God. How do you apply pressure to God? By repeating back to him his word. Because he cannot lie. He ain't like some of your baby mamas and baby daddies. He don't lie. He ain't like some of our exes. Y'all, he ain't a man that he lies. And so you apply pressure on God whenever you repeat the word of God. What does his word say? His word says, I am healed. His word says, I'm prosperous. His word says that the cattle on 1,000 hills are mine. His word says that Isaac sowed a seed in that land and he prospered in that very land of famine. His word says, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health as your soul. His word says, wealth and riches are in my house, and he daily loads me with benefits. His word says, I'll pay for it. His word says, y'all ain't saying nothing. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, run it over. Do you believe his word? Apply intense faith. When something is intense, it's heavy, it's stress. If you'd be much stressed about your faith as you are about your problems, show me your problems and I'll show you my faith. Bishop, this is what I think, Craig. I don't think people think I go through nothing. You're always the same. You're always saying you don't talk about that. No. For what? One of my favorite scriptures, Junie, some trust in horses, some trust in chariots. But we will remember the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is the strong tower and the righteous running in there. Say, what? Huh? Come on, Chrissy. I believe this word. Whatever this word says. Now, I'm preaching this because I want you to prosper in the pandemic, because I'm good. What? Yeah, you go ahead and sit there. But some of us are going to apply our faith. The building you're looking for is not going to fall on the old building. You got to apply intense faith. I'm done. The clock is flashing. I'm done. I did it. It's not going to happen by osmosis. No. You got to apply faith. What is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that we cannot see. The problem is you can't see it. It don't mean it ain't there because you can't see it. I said, it don't mean it ain't there because you can't see it. The wind blows, but you can't see it, but it'll tear up something. You can't see it, but it'll, what? Faith is just like the wind. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Ray, wind. The wind blows. Hallelujah. I was walking the other day on the riverfront, and they had mowed the grass, and the swans, whatever they are, I don't know what they are, them big birds that's downtown, they were all over the grass because now the field had been cleared for them. And I just watched them as I walked past. They were so content eating, y'all ain't saying nothing. They had a big field, y'all ain't saying nothing. And I remember the scripture, consider the birds of the air, how they toil not, and the lilies of the field, how they grow, and never worry, it just happens because God supplies their need. What if we, the ones that God loves, what if we had that kind of faith? Y'all ain't saying nothing. Just to believe God that he was going, oh, prepare a table before us, right in the presence of our enemies, and we'll eat right in front of them, and he going to, some folk got to live. You see, you wonder why, say, come here, Pastor Danny, come here. Wonder why some folk that's hateful live, and know they do, they got to live long enough to see you prosper. They got to live long enough. God said, I ain't going to do nothing with them. I'm going to let them live to watch you see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Play that, Greg. I don't know what it is, but it sounds good. I don't know about you, but I want to live the good life right in the midst of the pandemic. So I got to apply intense faith. Mm-hmm. I got to employ the angels of through the voice of the word of God. Go now, angels, go forth. Go forth, angels. Do my bidding. Go. Negotiate on my behalf. I'm going to fast and pray. I'm going to wait for it. I know you like that, Pastor Pete. And I'm going to have my joy, that joy arise. And lack. Let God arise. And his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. And his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Yeah! I'm happy all by myself. Hallelujah. Like my pastor said, I got a church feel in the studio. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, we speak prosperity over the lives of the people, houses, land, wealth. Wealth and riches are in their house right now. You daily load them up with benefits. Send now prosperity by this time next Sunday. Do bidding. I call forth a house for Nicole. And Leaf, I call forth a house right now. The right house at the right time, in the right place. I call it forth. Houses, land, property, prosper. Prosper, I say. Prosper, I prophesy. Everybody write it on the screen, on Facebook, and say, I shall prosper this week. I shall prosper. I shall prosper. I shall prosper. I shall prosper. Put it on there. I shall blow up. Blow it up. I shall prosper. I don't care if you're looking at the repeat and you're on there by yourself. Just put it in 10 times. Just keep putting it in. I shall prosper. Angels, go forth. Do my bidding. In the name of Jesus the Christ, and we thank you for it, and we say amen and amen, and thank God for Jesus. If you're watching right now and you need the Lord Jesus in your life, there's a number on the screen right now. Call the number right now. Repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my life. I'm a sinner. I believe you are the Christ. I believe you died for my sins. In the name of Jesus, I receive you as Lord. I denounce Satan now. In Jesus' name, amen. And thank God. Today, if you're watching, I want everybody simply to sow a seed today. because we're preaching about prosperity. So I want you to sow a seed. I want you to sow a seed of $33. It's a seed of completion. Jesus finished his ministry 33 years. $33. I want you to go right now. CCOD 1. Cash App. $CCOD1. $CCOD1. Move quickly. 20 of you that would do it. I want you to put it on, put it in the comments. I'm getting it done. I'm getting it done. I'm getting it done. $33. I'm getting it done. I'm getting it done. I'm getting it done. Do it. Cash App. Go to Givelify. Do it now. Those of you who have not paid your tithes, do it now. If you just came on, you haven't paid your tithes, we'll give you a regular offering, your vision seed, $33. Father, we thank you now for those that are sowing that seed of $33. Bless them. Enlarge their territory. In Jesus' name. Amen. This is a faith sacrifice. Do it now. There's one of you. You can sow even more than that. 333. Do it now. Intensify your faith by intensifying your giving. We thank you now. In Jesus' name. Don't forget, every Saturday, month of August, we're feeding. Give to the poor. We lend to the Lord. This Saturday, I need some volunteers. Come be with us from 12 until 2. Don't forget, if you haven't gotten your oil, dial the number on the screen. If you have not gotten your oil, our partners, if you have not gotten your oil, dial the number on the screen, and we'll make sure we work it out to get it to you. I don't know when we'll go back to the sanctuary, but I do know that God is keeping us together, and I appreciate y'all so much. I love you. Pastor loves you. And thank God for you. Good seeing y'all on Saturdays. Thank you so much. Well, the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you, give you peace. Peace be within your walls. Prosperity in your path. May God give you intensified faith. May God send angels and camp all around you. May God send checks in the mail and money and bonuses and raises and more money than you can handle. Investments. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. I love y'all. Go with God. Go with you.